Hello, Tara. Welcome to your next mission video podcast. Are you familiar with the term adaptive sports? Adaptive sports make it possible for individuals living with disabilities, both seen and unseen, to still play the games they love. Our guest today is dedicated to making that possible for the injured, the ill, the wounded, among active military and veterans and first responders. He'll tell us how his organization works and how adaptive sports aren't just recreation, they can also build a community.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, and Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I say it every week, we love them too. Today we're going to talk about adaptive sports and how they can be therapy for the injured, ill, and wounded among the military veterans, first responders, and communities. And I'm excited to introduce the founder of High Performance Foundation, Steve Lupino. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Sergeant Major.
Hey, no sweat. And you look mighty adaptive there today. I guess you're really sort of excited about being on the show. I appreciate that. Hey, before we get started, though, how about telling the audience just a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So started in the adaptive sports world almost 15 years ago. Had some family serve in the military. My grandfather was in the Army for 8.5 years. Had some uncles serve. Had a great uncle who was a tank mechanic at the Battle of the Bulge. And so have some strong military ties in the family. And while I was going through school, actually got tied into working with our military community, providing sports to injured, ill, and wounded coming out of Walter Reed.
Yeah. You know, some of the people I know say I was in the Battle of Bulge, but that's not, I want you to know that's not true. That's not true right now. Hey, what is the goal for High Performance and what did you want? You know, what did you want it to be, I guess?
Yeah, so we really started after having so many years in the adaptive sports space, we really saw a lot of the gaps that were forming in the system. And so what we wanted to do was create an organization that's specifically tailored to creating sustainable communities around sports and recreation. You know, we do that in a variety of ways, but what's really important to us is kind of bridging those gaps that have existed for the last 20, 30 years in some of the services that we're providing to not only our veteran community, but the first responder community, their families. You know, our goal is to make sure that we tie everyone in and hopefully someday work ourselves out of a job where they're just a self-sustaining community that's getting after it.
Yeah, yeah. I know you probably get a lot of people really excited about playing those sports anyway and talk to you a lot about sports, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we tend to focus a lot on our injured, ill, and wounded population and the adaptive sports side, but we work with everyone, able-bodied and adaptive athletes, to really build these communities. So everyone gets really charged up around sports. People love getting outside and getting active. And so getting veterans and first responders, whether they're adaptive in our injured, ill, and wounded community or able-bodied out there together building these communities really keeps that momentum moving in the right direction.
Well, I think the other thing is people want to be competitive. You know, they want to win.
Absolutely.
I mean, I tell people all the time, if we're running, I'm going to run as fast as I can. If I can beat you, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to let you win. So I want to win at everything. Hey, in our prep call, you said that you see sports and recreation as this generation's American Legion all. I love when you said that. Well, but actually, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, you know, I think people are moving beyond kind of the old wood paneled walls and mm-hmm. cigarette smoke and stale beer. They want to get outside and get on the golf course, get on the ski slopes, get out on the fishing boat. And so what we're seeing, especially and bridging back generations now, we have Vietnam vets coming out alongside some of our more recent veterans post 9/11 and getting on the fishing boat and getting active. And that's where we're really seeing these communities build up and make those lifelong bonds.
Yeah. I tell you what, you hit it right on the head a minute ago. I remember, I'm not going to say where I went, but I went somewhere that it was having a veterans get together or something like that. And they was all smoking and doing stuff. And I said, yeah, I wanted to participate, but I don't smoke. And so I just left. You know, I didn't want to embarrass anybody, but it was sort of tough. I mean, you probably get a lot of people just don't want to get around smoke, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think getting outside and getting into the fresh air is healing in and of itself. And so, you know, I think the Legion's great. I think the VFWs are great. I think they've served a great purpose over the years and continue to do so. But I think this is really where the direction's heading is how do we continue to allow our populations to engage in a way that's going to set them up for success both physically and mentally down the road?
Yeah. Is there an average age of people that jump in there with you that go into these adaptive sports, or it's just like 18 to 76 or something? Like, go ahead.
It's across the board. I mean, we have a great skier and golfer that works with us who's a double amputee from Vietnam. He's lived more of his life without his legs than he has with them. And not only does he get out and get after it still, I mean, he was a competitive boxer at one point, but he's also paying it forward and giving back. He's coming back and helping instruct at some of our clinics as well. So I'll give you a great, for instance, we had a group of our Families of the Fallen that also are dealing with a child with a disability out to Park City. And we're doing a great ski event. And we had a group of veterans and first responders that are also ski instructors come out and work with these folks. And Dave was one of them. And so Dave came out and, I mean, he's from the Vietnam era and he's working alongside guys from post 9/11 who are also amputees to give back to this community of Family of the Fallen that also have kids with disabilities. So it was pretty incredible.
Yeah, I tell you something, I went through a lot of errors. I went through the Vietnam era, Iraq. I mean, so I've been through a lot of them. But I tell you, there's not much difference. Veterans are veterans and stuff. And the same issues that you had 20, 30 years ago are the same issues that veterans deal with right now. And it's really a good thing because you can talk the same language. Technology may be a little bit different, but the issues are the same.
Well, and that's why we include our first responder community in our programming. You know, we're not pigeonholed to just post 9/11 veterans. We're not pigeonholed to just veterans in general. There is that shared language and that shared camaraderie of being of service and giving to your country, whether at home or abroad. And so getting the veterans and the military community alongside the first responder community is pretty incredible.
Yeah, yeah. There's a bunch of stuff I want to ask you, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to hear more about what high performance does and how you do it. So stay right there. I love this conversation because you're helping veterans and families and just a lot of people. So I appreciate all you're doing. This is Your Next Mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. And if you're enjoying this discussion, I know that you are because we're talking about taking care of our veteran community, allowing them to have a better life. And that's what we're looking for. Please like us, click on that subscribe button below. And be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Steve Lupino, the founder of High Performance Foundation. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning on getting rid of or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support the work we're doing. We really would appreciate your support. Steve, I know I'm excited about talking to you. That's for doggone sure. So let's talk about High Performance Foundation and how it works. First of all, who is eligible to participate?
Yeah, I know we just touched on it a little bit, but what we have is a programming for our military veterans, first responders, their families, and the families of the fallen. So it's really a pretty broad range of folks that are eligible for our programs. It's not related to a specific combat. It's not related to anything in particular other than you volunteered to serve your country at home or abroad or the families that served alongside.
Do you get a lot of families that participate?
We do. You know, I know I mentioned our families of the fallen, especially those with kids with disabilities. That's really a pretty unique set of folks. And we have a ton of families that come out every summer, winter for our various programs that we offer to them, and a ton of family members that participate alongside our folks as well.
Yeah. Hey, what sports do you offer anyway?
So we offer over 30 different activities throughout our programming. And this can be anything from recreational sports that you can take home and do with your friends and the kiddos, like pickleball, all the way up to elite competitive sports like para bobsled and para skeleton, where we have some of our veterans paving the way for a new winter Paralympic sport. They're out competing on the World Cup circuit over in Europe all winter long and really making inroads to advance the world of adaptive sports in the competitive realm.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I was a pretty bad racquetball player in my younger days, and I have not played pickleball, but I think I need to try that. And the other thing, I could probably participate here with you. I have a lot of golf. I think golf would be a lot of fun, but the guys I
play... Oh, yeah, we'd love to get you out.
Well, but the guys I play with cheat on their scorecard. I never win. I don't understand this.
You know, I think that's the thing with golf is it's a gentleman's game, and sometimes you don't have gentlemen that are filling out the scorecards.
So true. So true. Hey, do you have any doctors that work with you? You have doctors with you? I'm sure you do.
Yeah. So we have a doctor of occupational therapy who oversees a lot of our veteran programming, especially as it relates to the clinical side. So she really focuses on that medical background, going through peer-reviewed studies so we can more accurately assess the impacts that we're making across all of our programs, whether that be quality of life improvements, improvements of activities of daily living for our injured, ill, and wounded population, but really trying to assess what's going to be the best setup for our folks, right? We want them to be active. We want them to be engaged, love what they're doing, but ultimately, we want to make sure that we're keeping that momentum moving towards success, not that we're breaking down their body any further.
Yeah, I'm sure you get a lot of feedback from those veterans and family members about, you know, you're not doing this, you should be doing this. But do you get a lot of feedback from the people that participate?
I mean, honestly, a lot of the feedback is we want more,
which
is a great problem to have. You know, it's we're really blessed in the programs that we do. I think they're really captivating for folks because we're focused on finding what you love and giving you opportunities to continue to engage with what you love. So it's not about, hey, you have to go do this activity or that activity. I say it all the time. It's not about a once in a lifetime opportunity. It's about a lifetime of opportunities. And so how do we find what you love and continue to provide that lifetime of opportunity to engage in that activity?
Well, I think a lot of people that play kind of, they just want to fit in. They want to be a team player. They want to get engaged. They want to, I was joking a little bit about winning, but they want to compete. You know, they want to compete with other people, whether or not they're, you know, the slowest or the fastest, but they just want to compete. It makes them feel better, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, competition is one of the greatest avenues to kind of reinstilling that sense of purpose. right? You have that mission set of training, workup, going into competition. And honestly, for some of our veterans, it's incredibly healing to put the flag of the United States back on their sleeve again and go represent their country on the world stage. You know, it's really profound. You know, I've had the opportunity to be in the stands when one of our Paralympians brought home the gold medal from Paris last summer. We've had para bobsledders take home the World Cup title, and for them to wear the United States uniform again and go out and represent their country, it really is transformative.
Oh wow! How many gold medals have you the guys? I gotta ask, how many gold medals have you guys won?
We have one Paralympic gold medal, one para archery world championship silver under our belt with some of our guys. Like I said, the World Cup title a couple years back with one of our para bobsledders, and a lot of folks with some pretty lofty goals looking down the road for future competitions.
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask, who are your instructors and how many people are really participating in the programs that you offer?
Yeah, so we have a great mix. We have a lot of great community partners. Like I said, we didn't set out to reinvent the wheel. There's, in the world of adaptive sports specifically, there's a ton of great organizations out there doing the work. We're just here to kind of fill the gaps and build those communities and create that sustainable ecosystem. So we have great partners across the country that have adaptive sports facilities, whether it's at the National Ability Center out in Park City, Utah, places in Florida, Maine, California. We're all over the place, working with a lot of great organizations. Have a ton of phenomenal volunteers, like I alluded to earlier, that are vets, first responders themselves, that have kind of come through our life cycle and gone, okay, hey, I can do this activity independently. How do I plug in and give back? And sometimes they choose to compete, sometimes they choose to coach. And for those that coach, we have a ton of great coaches that come back and really provide back into the community, which is amazing.
You know something, while you're talking all the time I'm talking, I can see how motivated you are with what you're doing. I mean, they need a guy like you out there running the show, so they're helping a lot of people out. God bless you for what you're doing. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the future of your organization and how people can sign up if they're interested. And so I know you're not going to go anywhere. Stay right there. I'll be right back. Here's a word for one more of the organizations to help make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Steve Lupino, founder of High Performance Foundation. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. You may not want that, but I will. Steve, we've been talking in general terms about what High Performance Foundation could give you a success story. But I want to ask you a question before I get into success stories here a little bit. What if you didn't have this program? What would people be doing? I mean, it's a great program. A lot of people are going on doing a lot of great things. But what if they're not involved? What do you think would happen to the people? And go ahead. I may not be asking the question right. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I think what we see a lot in the void of programming like this is people starting to isolate the negative impacts on physical and mental health. You know, basically going back home and being on the couch again, right? And one of the things I'm always so passionate about in what we do is it really is about building a community, not the event-based model that we've been doing for the last 20, 30, 40 years. You know, I've seen it firsthand. Guys get all charged up, sign up for one of these once in a lifetime events and have this pinnacle moment, only to go right back home, right back to isolating, right back to sitting on the couch. And that's the cycle we want to break. That's why we started our foundation. It wasn't to reinvent the wheel of those opportunities. It's to create an ecosystem where it's that lifetime of opportunity, not a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I told you this. I have a son that's has disabilities, and we take him bowling, and he goes fishing sometimes and done a lot of stuff. But if he didn't do that, if he didn't get out of the house and do other things, they just get depressed. They just sit on the couch and don't do anything. And it's not a good lifestyle. So they got to be actively involved. I'm sitting here talking to you. I'm probably not doing enough with him. I need to do more. But that's sort of tough. And we need to do more things like what you're doing right here, what you're talking about.
Well, it's whole person care, right? We, especially in the medical world, we tend to silo off mental health care, physical training, but really it's that mind-body connection and taking care of the whole person that really has the best impact, right? And so you can't have one without the other. And that's what's so important about staying active and getting involved with all of these types of programs is it's just as good for the brain as it is for the body to be doing these things. And so, you know, to go back earlier to who's eligible for our programs, you know, Sergeant Major, we'd love to have you and your son out to any of our programs because you both qualify. We believe in building that community around the family as well. So we'd love to have you guys out to anything that we do.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't like him kicking my butt playing comes out of 40. I'm sorry. He's number one, I'm number two, or something that.
We'd make sure he kicked your butt. But
yeah, that's for doggone sure. Let me say one more thing before we get on to this next question. The other thing is sometimes it's hard for people to talk to people with disabilities. You know what I mean? They feel uncomfortable. They don't know what to say. Then, you know, they sort of push them off to the side, or they're nice and polite, but they really don't talk to them. Do you find that to be true?
I mean, I've been in this space for so long that I'm probably more leaning towards the inappropriate side and joking and busting chops.
See, that's
with the
way you should be doing it. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I think that's so important, is to just treat them like anybody else. You know, we talk about, I'll give you a great example. In the world of the autism spectrum, which is so prevalent these days, right? We tend to, in the past, always call kids autistic, but you wouldn't call a kid with cancer cancerous. And so he's just a kid with autism, and that's okay. And so we need to put the person first and treat them like people first. And the disability, they're not successful despite their disability. They're successful with their disability. And I think that's an important shift in the mindset, is treat them like normal folks because they are normal folks. And it's not, oh, look at all they accomplished despite their disability. It's no, look at what they accomplished, full stop.
Yeah. I one last thing, I'll just a comment. You ought to put adaptive sports in high schools around the country.
Absolutely. Yeah. High schools and the universities. Yeah. There's some great adaptive sports programs that are being built at places like Auburn, Penn State, universities around the country. But really, it should be accessible across the NCAA and at high schools, like you said. I think it's so important to start them early and give them those opportunities.
Yeah. Hey, can you give me a success story? I mean, something that illustrates you know what you guys are about. I know that's a dumb question. I know that, but I know you got a lot of success stories. How about give me a couple of them anyway?
Yeah, we got. I mean, where do you begin, right? I think one of the ones that's got me really energized right now is through our programs. One of the programs that we were running is a mountain biking program. And so again, we talk about this sustainability cycle for all of our programs. And so you kind of have this like learn, grow, expand, live, sustain, serve cycle that you fall into in our programs. And so we had some folks come out to an intro mountain bike clinic and then return for an intermediate mountain bike clinic and then return for an adaptive and a advanced mountain bike clinic where we did an event, and I'll paraphrase, it's called the MOFO and involves riding a hill called Puke Hill, if that gives you any indication of how advanced
well,
is.
Well, I'm not going to that one, I'll tell you that right now.
But that whole crew, we had five of our participants that came through that program this fall go out and get their level one mountain bike coaching certifications. So again, that full circle community building, sustainability, like that's what we're going for. And so now they're in the, you know, DC, Maryland, Virginia area, and they're hosting local mountain bike programs under High Performance Foundation for their veterans, first responders, and family communities. And they can do that year round, you know, as they're able to. And it creates that immediate opportunity, right? You have a firefighter that comes off a rough shift at the firehouse and just needs to clear his head. Now he's got that resource local in his community that he can call and be like, hey, can we hit the mountain bike trails tomorrow? Yeah. Versus, can I sign up for a clinic 3 months from now?
Yeah.
And so that's so important to us. And like, I'm so proud of those guys for watching their trajectory and going out and getting the coaching certifications. Just incredible. So.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You're doing some great work. I'm excited just listening to all the stuff you're doing. Hey, what's your goal for the future? I mean, what kind of goals you got for the future?
Yeah, I mean, long term, I think our desired end state is to have this robust community of veterans, first responders, and families that stay active, know how to continue to stay active, and have that local resource where they can continue to tap in, stay engaged, and keep momentum moving forward. What that means for us in the short term is we need to build more programs, more opportunities to get folks out to explore different sports. So that's one of the events we run is a multi-sport adventure, like come find what you love. And then getting them into those sustainable pathways where, like I said, our first goal, our first off-ramp for our program is we've worked ourselves out of a job. You have the skills, the tools, the resources. We've removed any barrier you have to participating in your sport with your friends or your family at home. And then hopefully that builds some capacity in your life to come back and either compete or coach, be a peer mentor, and plug back into our programs that way.
Yeah, you talked a little bit about me and Brian, you know, participating, okay, or maybe being a volunteer, or if I want to donate, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is highperformancefoundation.org. That's HYPerformance.org. Everyone gets tripped up on the spelling. And so you can go there. We're active on all the social media channels. There's links to those on the website, links to donate, links to sign up for programming. You know, and you'll see us out and about in the community. We're hitting a lot of great organizations, great conferences. We're out at the Warrior Games every year. We're working with the Invictus Team US. So we're really plugged into the community, and you'll see us out there. But yeah, check us out on the website.
Hey, look here, I'm old school. So is there a phone number or something like that? I don't know. You probably younger guy, you don't use phone numbers. You just email, text, or do a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah, the best way to probably go about that would be info@highperformancefoundation.org. That's our general mailbox, and somebody from the team that's appropriate to what you're reaching out about will get in touch with you. Other than that, I think I have 6,000 contacts in my phone already. So if you want my phone number, I'll give it to you. But
No, that's good. That's good. You got too many already. Hey, this has been a great discussion. Let me tell you right off the bat, thank you for what you're doing. You're making a tremendous difference in the lives of so many people. And you're probably touching more people than you really realize. But I thank you for what you're doing. Do you have any final thoughts or anything that you want to share with the audience that maybe we talked about it, you want to reemphasize or something we didn't talk about? Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, final thoughts. First, happy to be here and proud to serve this community. And so it really is our privilege and a blessing to be able to do what we do for these groups. And so we're just thankful to do that. And we wouldn't be able to do it without the generosity of the American people. You know, we talk a lot about where to donate and about that sort of aspect of the fundraising side of things, but we're just so grateful that we get to represent the American people and their generosity, because they care about our warfighters, our first responders. They care about these communities, and they show that through supporting organizations like ours. And so we're grateful to represent them and say thank you for your service and appreciate you guys.
Yeah, well, God certainly selected you to be the right person at the right time in this life right here. So keep up the good work. I appreciate what you're doing. And thanks again for just coming on the show. You're a great person, motivated, and doing some great work.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks again to Steve Lupino from High Performance Foundation for being with us. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for joining us. Log on our website at yournextmission.org While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with the Recruit Military and Upline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. You can follow me on all my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble, like that one. And if you like what we're doing here on Your Next Mission, please, please, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcasts. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Steve for joining us. And golly, what am I going to say? Adaptive sports, getting out there, helping people, doing the right thing, helping people that maybe not as fortunate maybe as you are. And maybe people don't know anything about it, but get out there and learn about it. And if you could donate, donate. You know, I talked about my son, Brian. He's disabled, 50 years old. He does a little things, you know, he fishes, does stuff, and gets out, rides his bike and stuff. But there's a lot of young men and women out there that need adaptive sports that will help them fulfill their life and help them have a better life just by participating. You know, I wasn't joking. Every time me and Brian go do something, I try to kick his butt on everything I can. And guess what? He tries to kick mine. You know, life's too short. Don't sit on the sidelines. Help people out. Do all you can to make people that are participating in adaptive sport life better each and every day. So thanks for watching. And thanks to New Mind Studios and, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.